This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It seems very likely that YouTube promotes genocide and depopulation by selective banning of those who are trying to defend humanity. As you know, my channel was terminated by YouTube. The channel was called The Health Ranger. We had over 1,700 videos, 10 years of content, 10 plus years, 350,000 subscribers to our channel. Very popular channel. People love it. People have credited us with saving their lives from cancer and diabetes and heart disease. We have helped save thousands of lives easily, maybe tens of thousands or more. And of course, YouTube terminated our channel. And I got to thinking about what is it that they didn't really want to get out there. And it brings me back to a mini documentary that I posted a couple of months ago that has been getting a lot of traffic recently. And it's called The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks. Yeah, I know. Now, you can watch it, by the way. We've got it posted on Vimeo. So if you go to naturalnews.com and you search there for The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks, it'll bring up the article and it'll show you the Vimeo play box for that. So you can, you can watch it. The YouTube play box will be blanked out because, of course, YouTube terminated the account. But Vimeo should be alive and well there. So watch it yourself. It's a one-hour lecture that reveals the astonishing science-based truth of an ongoing science and medicine agenda to literally exterminate black people from our planet. It's an astonishing lecture. It talks about all the vectors of how experimental vaccines are being deployed in Africa. In Kenya, they're putting infertility drugs covertly into tetanus vaccines, and they're causing spontaneous abortions. The vaccines also cause spontaneous abortions in the United States. That's a CDC-funded study. On top of that, there is what's called RNA fragment or RNA interference technology, really, that was written up in the New York Times a couple of decades ago that I cover. And there's also the abortion mills issue, where abortion mills target predominantly black communities to offer free abortions, to exterminate black babies. And the history of the abortion industry, the history of Planned Parenthood especially, involves Margaret Sanger, who was a eugenicist who talked about black people as being, in her words, human weeds that she wanted to have exterminated, and of course, promoting abortion as a women's health issue was the fastest way to exterminate black people and reduce black population. And look, this lecture goes on and on. There's a lot more to it than what I just mentioned. That's just a taste. But this video has been getting shared and copied and reposted by many, many people across the internet. And I support that, by the way. I always give people permission to repost my stuff. So if you've reposted it, good for you. I'm glad you have, because that way YouTube can't really just delete it. It's still out there in other versions, other copies, which is awesome. But think about it. Why would YouTube want to take down a message that's exposing a genocidal agenda to exterminate black people? Especially when we live in a time of Black Lives Matter, right? Now, Black Lives Matter, or BLM, is really, it's a George Soros front group. It's not actually an organic grassroots group that values the lives of black people. It is, of course, a sort of a puppeted organization, a radical left-wing hate rendition of the George Soros agenda. It's called Black Lives Matter, but it's not rooted in black culture or protecting black lives. It's rooted in the George Soros global domination game plan. And he's a white guy, right? So, these are the same people, by the way, that are pushing abortion. You look at the left wing side of modern culture that's chanting Black Lives Matter, these are the same people pushing black baby abortions. So of course black lives don't matter to them. They're just using it. They're just using the movement as a convenient, leverage point, really, to try to change the conversation, attack police officers, and cry racism, and so on. If you really cared about black lives, as I do, then you would tell the truth about the genocide, about the science agenda to exterminate blacks. You tell the truth about how the CDC had the data showing that vaccines caused autism predominantly in black babies, not white babies, but black babies, and how autism is a, it's almost at a pandemic level now across the African-American communities of our of first world nations because of vaccines. And the CDC knew about this and they covered it up. They wiped it out on purpose because they didn't want people to realize that vaccinations are a kind of anti-black, I don't know if you call it genocide. Yeah, I guess it is. It's kind of population control. It's kind of genocide. It's like the forced injected dumbing down of black children to kind of keep them dumbed down, to keep them enslaved, frankly. That's not even too strong of a term. It's to keep black folks as slaves to the medical system, slaves to the school system, slaves to the criminal justice system. It's keeping black folks down. And there is a science and medicine agenda behind it. And I explained all that in that video, which I believe is a probably a very strong contributing factor to why YouTube banned the channel. And it makes me realize there are, you know, there are so many limits to how things are said, not what you're saying, but just how they're said. So if I were, let's say I turned into a radical leftist overnight, and let's say that I decided to post a bunch of left-wing videos chanting, kill the police. YouTube would love that. They wouldn't ban the channel at all. Or if I said that Whitey is bad, down with Whitey, kill Whitey, you know, all that kind of stuff. YouTube would love it. They wouldn't have any problem with that either. What they have a problem with is a credible scientist, such as myself. I'm an established, published scientist. I'm a lab founder and lab director, daring to tell the truth about a systematic genocide agenda to depopulate the planet of black people. And they have to ban it because it's too believable. It's too credible. It's almost like if I had a channel where it was just some crazy lunatic conspiracy theories, they wouldn't ban that. Because if it was so loony, nobody would believe it's not a threat to the status quo. They have to ban the channels where people sound and seem credible, where people know what they're talking about, as I do, where people have a science background. Again, I run a lab. I'm a published scientist. I'm number one science book author. The book is called Food Forensics. It hit number one on Amazon science books. And this drives the system totally nuts. They can't stand the fact that somebody who's credible is up here telling the truth about genocide, depopulation, you know, population control, Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, the organ harvesting from aborted babies, the use of aborted human fetal cells in vaccines that are then injected back into other babies. Yeah, this is all openly admitted. None of this is just some wacky theory. This is openly talked about by the CDC. On their website, they list the ingredients of vaccines to include aborted human fetal cells. It's right there. It's on the... I've linked to the pages, okay? This is on naturalnews.com. If you want to search for it, just go to naturalnews.com. Search for aborted human fetal cells and the word vaccines, and you will see the links to the CDC ingredients pages that openly talk about, well, it may be FDA in that case. I have to look back at it, but it's either FDA or CDC. They openly list the ingredients that are used in vaccines, and those ingredients include aborted human fetal cells. So in society today, part of the genocide against black folks is that they're aborting your babies, and then they're grinding them up into like a tissue homogenizer, and then they're using that, they're inoculating it with like a viral disease and letting it fester and grow in the tissue of your dead baby. And then they're taking that and putting it into vaccines to inject into other babies, which is causing some of those other babies, of course, to become autistic and have neurological disorders, seizures, febrile seizures, paralysis is happening. A lot of things are happening to some children who are injected with these toxic vaccines. And this is happening especially in African-American communities because for some reason, a lot of black kids are more susceptible to the toxins that are in vaccines. It's like their bodies can't eliminate the mercury or the aluminum with the same efficiency as most white kids for some reason. I don't even know the reason for that. I don't know what is the genetic predisposition for that. But you know how black folks are more susceptible to sickle cell anemia, right? It's a very common disease in the black community. Well, that just goes to show you there are genetic differences in the way our cells work. And it turns out that black folks are also more susceptible to vaccine damage than white children, you know, in terms of per capita. There may be, in an absolute number sense, there may be more damaged white kids, you know, vaccine damaged white kids than black kids in America. But in terms of the proportion to the population, it's actually a higher percentage in the black community. So that's something very important to keep in mind. Anyway, this is all being kept from people. YouTube, again, will go out and say, oh, you can chant, you know, kill the cops, you know, shoot the police, execute white people, whatever. That's all okay with YouTube, apparently. But if you say, oh, black people are being systematically exterminated through a well-planned program of vaccination, depopulation, infertility, eugenics, and it combines the vaccine industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the abortion industry, heavy metals, cover-ups, everything. If you say that, oh, you're banned. They can't have that out there. Now, if I were a black person listening to this, and by the way, I say this a lot, that I think the label black person or white person, it just seems so rudimentary and silly, because as I've said before, all our ancestors are Africans. Okay, we are all descendants of Africa. In case you didn't know that, you are African, and if you're American, you are African American, regardless of your skin color. You go back enough generations, all your people came from Africa. There were only about 4,000 humans at one point on the planet. They were Africans. They were black. Okay, that's your ancestors. It still drives some people nuts to hear that. I don't know why. I don't know why it's a big deal. All our ancestors were Africans, so we're all African Americans in a sense. We're all black and white together. We're, you know, just different points along the family tree, you know, ancestry and lineage and all that. We're all black and white. There's no such thing as a white person, really. There's no such thing as a black person, really. So I don't even like the labels. But for a so-called white person to say this is considered astonishing to many people. And if I were a, quote, black person listening to this, I would be especially peeved. Because if I'm a black person in America today, just imagining this, then I know the system is screwing me over constantly in every way possible. The justice system, you know, the education system, even the Democrats. Democrats are screwing over all my people. And I wouldn't be very happy to learn that there's a systematic depopulation / infertility / eugenics program also targeting my people. Because if I'm black, again, theoretically, I know the FBI also has a history of targeting black people. The FBI has done crazy stuff against black groups, just like they're doing against President Trump right now. The history of the FBI is not a history of actual social equality or fairness or anything. They've been abusing power for decades. This goes back to the 1960s, just so you know. And if you're black, you probably do know that. If you're not black, maybe this is the first time you're hearing about it. But it's real. But if I'm black and I'm hearing this, I'm thinking, man, you know what? This white dude is right. He's telling it like it is. And that's why he's being censored by YouTube. And that's true. That's why I am being censored by YouTube. So here's what you can do. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. You can also check out all of my stuff at naturalnews.com. And you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And you can see my new video, my uncensored video sharing website at real.video. And I'm going to be doing more work on this issue. There's a lot more coming. So, you know, stay tuned. It's going to get interesting. They're going to try to ban and censor me in every way possible. I know that's already underway. It's going to keep happening. But I want you to know the truth. Regardless of your skin color, you deserve to know the truth. And so stay in touch, support my work, support my channel, support my online store, healthrangerstore.com, and we'll keep bringing it to you, and we'll bring it to the system. You know what I'm saying? We will bring it to the system. will tell the truth. We will not be censored. End of story. Because I believe in defending humanity. And black people, white people, yellow people, they're all my brothers and sisters. Because again, we all have the same ancestors. We're all the same family. It's called humanity. That's the way I believe. And when the system is trying to exterminate a bunch of black babies, they're attacking my brothers and sisters. Those are my nieces and nephews and cousins as well, if you think about it, because we're all one big family. And that's not right that they're murdering my family members, my fellow humans. It's not right. It's evil. It's got to stop. So I appreciate you listening. Share this everywhere. And again, my name is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.